GOP Rep. Gimenez, I don't take too much from SCOTUS extension of Title 42. By Jeff Poore on December 27, 2022. Tuesday, during an appearance on Fox News on the heels of the Supreme Court's decision to temporarily extend Title 42, Representative Carlos Gimenez, RFL, warned not to take too from the decision, noting it was better than nothing but Title 42 constituted only one out of every eight crossing the U.S.-Mexico border being sent back. Well, that's really good news, he said. But I don't take too much from it. Look, you had a 7-to-1 release rate. So, for every one person that's sent back for Title 42, you have got 7 people that are released into the United States. So don't take too much of this whole thing with Title 42, Gimenez continued. It's good. It's better than nothing. But the whole problem is actually the policies that have been implemented by the Biden administration and that have caused this tremendous influx and continue to allow thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants into our country. Like you said, more than 5 million in the last 2 years. The Florida GOP lawmaker followed up his remarks with a call for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' impeachment but insisted that Mayorkas was working to fulfill the wishes of the Biden administration. I think he needs to be impeached, Gimenez said. But, again, the buck stops with President Biden. I'm sure that Secretary Mayorkas is doing exactly what the Biden administration wants him to do. His job, Secretary Mayorkas' job, is to keep America safe. He has not done so, first by the flow of illegal immigrants into our country. But second, a lot of people forget about this. This is the fentanyl that's going in through the southern border that's killing tens of thousands of Americans every single year. 80,000 to 100,000 Americans are dying from this flow of fentanyl that is supplied by a multinational organization across the border. And we're doing absolutely nothing about it, he added. That, to me, is actually even more critical because you see the impact on daily lives of Americans, and taking the lives of Americans in their prime of their lifetime. There's, the 18 to 34-year-olds are dying. Over 200 of them are dying every single day from the fentanyl overdose. And we're, and the Biden administration does absolutely nothing about it. That's inexcusable. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.